Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman. This shiur is part two of a two-part series.
We're learning Maseches Bava Basra Daf Kuf Yedal. This is the second shiur on the blot. We're starting from towards the beginning of Kuf Yedal Raman Aleph, the two dots, Itmar. Itmar, kinyan at emesei chayzer. Someone who makes a kinyan, till when can he retract? Rabbi Omer calls man shiyoshvin. As long as they're still sitting, he could retract. As long as they didn't stand up, they didn't get up from when they did the kinyan, he could retract. Rav Yosef Amar calls man shesukim ba'isa inyan. Sitting is not enough. If they would have gone on to a different inyan, even if they're still sitting, he cannot retract. But as long as they're still discussing the transaction, the sukim ba'isa inyan, then he could retract. The Rishbam is mazmer. As why could he retract? That dain to the hachi makni lei, that's kufiz das. Amanashim liyagzubay ba'isa maimid. Avil miyagzubay yivato. When a person is makna, he leaves himself a leeway, he leaves himself an out, that's a stam das, that he can still retract as long as either according to Rabbi they're still sitting, and according to Rav Yosef, if they're still discussing that particular transaction. And the Gemara goes on, discusses it, and the Gemara says, Hilchas HaKavasa de Rav Yosef, we pass on Rav Yosef, Kozman Shesukim Ba'isenya. Now there's a Machlekes Rishonim exactly what Kenyan are we referring to. There's three shittas. On one end, there's Rabbeinu Tam. All the Rishonim bring Rabbeinu Tam. He says it means any kinyan, any time somebody is makna, either he sells or he gives a matana to somebody else, you have this halacha that he could retract, he could be chayzer, kozman shesukim b'yisa inyan. The Rishonim will argue, and on the other end, the Rishonim bring the Nasi Rabbi Yehuda Bar Galoni. He says it's dafka shkimira. Agamar is discussing Hilcha Shkimra, we're discussing Yesh Neichlim, we're discussing Nachleis, B'yoyim Ataman Chalizbonav. We're discussing a Shkimra. It means someone who's making a will and he's giving out his Nechasim, even though he does it with a Kenyan, he does it with a Kenyan Chalip, he does it with a Kenyan Sudr, but still, by a will, the Pshat is he's not 100% sure, he still could change his mind, calls man Shesukim Beis Inyan. But anytime it's a Matnes Bari, someone Stam wants to sell or give a Matana, give something to anyone, he cannot be chayzer. He could be chayzer teich kedidi, but the Rishonim discuss. But afterwards, he cannot be chayzer. Now, those are the two ends. But the psak halacha, which most Rishonim hold, is in the middle. That it's not referring specifically to shkimera because it doesn't say shkimera. It says kenyan. It could have said kenyan shkimera. It says kenyan. It means kenyan. But the Gemara very often, when it says the word kenyan, it refers specifically to kenyan sudr. That is a terminology the Gemara uses in other places also, that the Gemara would say the word kinyan, even though kinyan in its broader definition could refer to any form of kinyan, any form of acquiring something, but in its more narrow definition, kinyan could refer to kinyan sudr. So Rishonim say that this Gemara is dafka by kinyan sudr. That's the Rambam says that, in Hilchos Mechira, Perikei, Halacha Yud, and the Shulchan Aruch, and Siman Kuf Tzedakei, Siv Zayin. And this is the sheet of the Ramban, the Rajba, the Rosh, the Rabbeinu Yonah, Kama V'Kama Rishonim, Rav Rishonim, that were talking specifically about Kinyan Sudr. Now the question is, what exactly is the chilek between Kinyan Sudr and other Kinyanim? Why by other Kinyanim do we say that it's kind of right away? And by Kinyan Sudr we say that you have time to Michaizer, Kozman Shesukim Beisa Inyan, like the Psak Halacha. So the Rosh's lashon is dafka bekinyan who should not come as man lechazara, ki kein derech lekayim kol davar pisayim, mekayim leisa bekinyan sudr shaliyakzu behet lechay nasan leshav bezbainus. He says a kinyan sudr is a tool that's often used when you want to suddenly do something, you decided something and you want to make it binding, so use a kinyan sudr. So that could be done impulsively. So therefore the nusach he has is nasan leshav bezbainus. They gave him a time. Now, as a shtel nevek this halacha, the kinyan sudr, even though it's a convenient way of making a decision binding, because a kinyan sudr is something you could always do at any time. Any other kinyan, mashicha, chazaka, kesef, shtar, you need something which you don't always have handy. A sudr is something which you almost always have handy. You could use any garment, even the clothing that you're wearing. So that's why a kinyan sudr is something which is derech l'kayim kol davar pisayim, he says. But other kinyanim, he says, like, well, Meshicha, Mesir, Kesef, Shtar, Chazaka, Eim, Mem, Chazar, Achri, Teichedei, Dibur. It sounds like Amur Balabatish is Svar, there's no Chilik Betzim in the Lomdus of Kenyan Sudr and other Kenyanim. It's just that Kenyan Sudr is a convenient Kenyan. It's done Pisayim, it's done Lakayim Koldavar. So Mela, it's only fair to give him a chance to be Chayzer Akapanim calls Manchasukim Vaisa Inyan. Mashaik and other Kenyanim, which aren't done impulsively. So Mela, he can't be Chayzer. The Levush, the Yerushushan, the Levush in Sima Kufsa had a case of Zayin. He's Marchiv about it. He says, Mamish is Svarim. V'tamad emilsa, mishum shiro chazal shahurglu habriyas kashiraitzin lakayim davar, aysa naysa leroi valide kinyan sudr pisayim. That the chazal saw that people normally, when they want to be makayim something, so in the majority of cases they do very quickly, suddenly, that's a lashin and a rash pisayim with a kinyan sudr. That's what it means in the pasuk lakayim kol davar shlafish nalai. And he says, and most times when someone does something suddenly, he's not thinking about it so much. So they gave him time. And they should be able to think about it. They'll give him a chance to be mischaret, to retract. Other kinyanim, you do it when you're relaxed. And you do it with the full thought process. They didn't give you a time to be chayzer. So that's one mahalach in the Rishayim. Now, it seems that there's a different mahalach in the Rishayim, though. Rabbi Yehuda seems to say the chilek is at other kinyanim. You're doing the kinyan in the guf of the mekach. You're doing the kinyan in the guf of mekach. When you do meshicha, when you do agbah and metaltim, when you do chazaka and karka, so you're doing the kinyan on the guf of mekach. You're actually acquiring, you're actually touching the guf of mekach. There the pshat is, yeah, then you can't be chayzer from. Vashenken and kinyan suda, since you're not doing it with the guf of mekach, you could be chayzer. And that's what the Torah brings down in Siman Kuf Chavav, Shtekel Shloibim Kaimai, that's the chilek he makes. That when you do something with the guf ha-mekach, like Meshicha, Agbo, or Chazaka, then you can't be chayzer. Mashenk and Kinyan Sudr, which is not done with the guf ha-mekach, that's why you could be chayzer. That's the chilek. So the Sma in Siman Kuf Tzadikei, he brings the Torah in Siman Kuf Chavav, and he says, that's the Yisait. He says he doesn't like the Levush. He says Levush made up his own tam. But that's not the time. The Levush himself in Siman Kuf Chavav said what the Torah said in Siman Kuf Chavav, that the chiluk between Kinyan Sudr and other Kinyanim is if it's done with the Guf HaMekach. And it's Mazah Bissel Shver. The Levush is really saying from the Rosh. Why is he saying he made up his own time? The Rosh says this thing about Pisayim and Nasan Lashab is Beinanus. The Rosh doesn't mention anything about Guf HaMekach. But Al-Kabanim, this is what the Sma says, that the chiluk is if it's done with the Guf HaMekach, like Chazaka, Meshicha, or Agbah is done with the Guf HaMekach, then you can't be Chayzer. Mashen Kinyan Yisud is not done with the Guf HaMekach. Now the Sma is bothered. If that's the Yisai, so Kesef is also not done with the Guf HaMekach. And Shtar is also not done with the Guf HaMekach. So why by Kesef and the Maaser Rishayim say Dafka Kinyan Sudr? Why is Kesef and Shtar also, since it's not done with the Guf HaMekach, why don't you have a chance with Kolzman Yisukim by Yisayin? So the Sma says like this. He says, Kesef, the pshat is, since you paid for it, so you're totally mesulik. You don't have a din u'dvarim anymore. When you buy something al yedei kinyan sudr, so it's not done with the guf ha-mekach, but lamay, and there also there's still a handlerai. You still have to pay for it. So lamay said, that's why you have more of a chance to be chayzer. Mashiach, whenever you're mesulik legamri, then you can't be chayzer even if it's not done with the guf ha-mekach. So when it's done with the Guf HaMekach, you made a Meshicha, you made a Akbar, you made a Chazaka by Karka, even though you still have to pay for it, but if it's done with the Guf HaMekach, then you can't be Chayzer. Mashen Kain, if it's not done with the Guf HaMekach, like a Kinyan Sudr, and this you're not Mesulik yet, because you still have to pay for it, so then you could be Chayzer. But Mashen Kain, when you're Mesulik Legamri, like by Kesef, you're Mesulik Legamri, so even if it's not done with the Guf HaMekach, it's also considered a complete kinyan, and you can't be chayzer. And what about shtar? Shtar also is not done with the Guf HaMekach, and where's the Mesulik Legamri? So he says, the halacha is by shtar, you're only kind of a shtar when you pay for it. If you didn't pay for it, there is no kinyan shtar. And when you paid for it, and you wrote a shtar, avadi Mesulik from the Guf HaMekach. So that's why shtar would work. Now, the one exception to this is the Meicher Sodeb Neira Asa. When a person really wants to get rid of it, then he's Makne B'Shtar even if he didn't pay for it. So he says, by Meicher Sodeb Neira Asa, he's motivated to get rid of it. So there, even if it's not done with the Guf HaMekach, and even if you're not Mesulik, But since he's motivated to get rid of it, because you might have said Neir Asa, so also you can't be Chayzer. Now the Chayz is bothered. Now first, the Smash says, Lefizeh, if you only gave a partial payment, so you didn't do a Ma'is with the Guf HaMekach, and you're not Mesul Glagami because you still have to pay the rest of the payment, so then you still would be able to be Chayzer. So it's not just Kinyan Siddur. It's Kinyan Siddur, and who would then Kinyan Kesef when you didn't pay for the whole thing? That's a Shtikl Deichik. And the Chayz says very stark, that Matana, you're also Masulikul Gamri. So by Matana, when you did a Matana with a Kenyan Sunder, why would you be able to be Chayzer? According to the Sma, the Yisayda Dover is Guf HaMekach. So that only applied to Mashicha, Hagbah, Chazaka, where you actually took the actual Guf HaMekach. It really shouldn't apply to Kesef. So why is Kesef a case where you can't be Chayzer? So he says, because you're Masulik. As opposed to Kinyan Sud, you're not Masulik, you still have to pay for it. So fact excise, but by Matana, you are Masulik, because Matana, you don't have to pay it. And Gemara is talking about Matana. So by Matana, why wouldn't Kinyan Sud work? And Mamazin, it's still also Shver, what's the Svar Lechalik between if it's done with the Guf HaMekach or not? What is the Svar for that? It's a Madna Maisa. What's the difference if it's done with the Guf HaMekach? Now the Achreinim say, and the Emesis is Taka Mefurish Be'asin Rabbeinu Yaina. And the Shachar had this Rabbeinu Yoni, he had the Gois Maimonis. It's actually in the Tfus Konstantina, which is in the back of the Shapsi Franco by the Gois Maimonis, Tfus Konstantina. But he had it, he quotes it. That the Pshan and Guf HaMekach is not like the way the Sma learned Stamab says Akzeris HaKosov, that when things are done with the Guf HaMekach, so then you can't be Chayzer. And the male, therefore, he has to make all sorts of Chalukim, that by Kesef is a different Svarah, because it's also not being done with the Guf HaMekach. So Teretz says that a new svar called the Masulik Lagamri, which applies to Shtar when you paid for it, or Mechus that Meir Asa's new svara, he's motivated to get rid of it. But Rabbeinu Yaina, which is the source for the Torah, which also says this thing of Guf HaMekach, explains it better. And this is what the Achreinim say. The Levush, who brings in Kuf Chavav, the din of Guf HaMekach, and he still says the Rosh's svara, here in Kuf Tzadik Hei, that the reason why Kinyan Sudr is different is because you normally do it impetuously, you do it impulsively, as opposed to other kinyanim, which is done by Yishev Adas, and the Shach, here in Kuf Tzadikei, and the Ksaisi in Kuf Tzadikei, they learn clearly that the Svar of Guf HaMekach and the Rosh's Svar is Hainuach. But how did they get it to be Hainuach? So Rabbeinu Yoni says like this, he says, Dafka Kinyan, meaning Kinyan Sudr, is where Rabbi Nev Yosef argue, and where the din is that you need a Sukkim Baisa Inyan. Veina din came Bashar Kniyos. Like Meshicho, Chazaka, Kevin the Marshach, Metaltum, Higzbekaga, Vade, Gomer, Meichav, Hikna. And then he says, Vechain Bekesef, Kevin Shinasin, Tamea, Kaka, Gomer, Meichav, Hikna. Vechain Beshtar, Kevin Shiesham, Ede, Chasima, Ede, Mesira. Aval, Kishainsham, Ela, Kinyan. Kevin Shal Higzbe, Gufa, Mekach, Velenasin, Beidomim, El Shekonim, Yadi, Hilkayim, Mekach, Shulchem, Laksar, Nosacham, Shuzbedova, Shiesyashiv, Dainte, Bedova, Vitigma, Baskamasai. So he throws in that the problem with Kinyan Sudr is it wasn't done with the Guf HaMekach. But he says if it's done with the Guf HaMekach, or you paid for it, or you have a shtar of Eide Chasim and Eide Mesira, all these things, you can't be Chayzer. And Achreinim say that's goof for the Svar of the Rosh, that a Kinyan Sudr is done pisayim just l'kayim kol davar. But how do we understand the Chilik? What is he saying that here it's done b'guf HaDavar, this is not done b'guf HaDavar? And how is that the Svar of the Rosh, that a Kinyan Sudr is done pisayim, like the Levush is Mayrich, that you do it impulsively because you're just trying to make the Gemiris Das, to make that you can't be Chayzer. So the Achreinim don't read this Svar with a Clarkite, but I think this is the Svar. The later Achreinim Sayer, Baruch Ber brings this in Kedushin Simcha Vav V'Shem Reb Chaim, and it's a word that's ruggled by the Rashi Yeshivas, that Kinyan Sudr is different than other Kinyanim. All other kinyanim, the pshat is, the kinyan itself is gufa the ra's bailus. That's gufa, the maisa, that transfers the bailus. And you look at it, what's a kinyan? A kinyan is that you're doing a concrete action, establishing yourself as the owner, or establishing the kinyan as the owner. When you do meshicha, you're grabbing it, you're pulling it into your shus, you do agbah, you do chazaka, that means now I'm the owner, I'm taking care of this karka, you do chazaka. You pay for it. When you pay for it, it's yours. It's a logical thing. I paid for it, so it's mine. You're doing a maisa which establishes itself as the owner. You have a shtar. like the Ben Yonah's Lashon, have Eid Chasim and Eidim Mesira. I shtel levek Eidim, I establish, this is mine, I have an official document with Eidim saying that it's mine. All these things establish you as the owner. That's the sight of how the Kenyan works. Kenyan Suder, Zayis Lefnimi Yisrael Al-Gulav Al-Tumur Al-Kayim Kaldavar, Shlafish Naloi. The Kenyan Suder is like a handshake. It's like a show of Gemiris Das. It's Lefnimi Yisrael Al-Kayim Kaldavar. You're not establishing a Bailim. It's them. It's the way when you wanted to wave something, when you have a das, you decide something, you decide a transaction, whatever it is, and you have no way to make the real appropriate Maisa Kinyan that will establish him for a Bailam. But the Maisa, you want it to be binding. Shlafish Nalai, do a Kinyan Siddur. That's why Reb Chaim says over there with Reb Baruch Ber, that's why Pu'utais, even though Pu'utais could do Kinyanim, but Pu'utais can't do a Kinyan Siddur. Pu'utais means a child, which is above the age of 6 or 7 or 7 or 8 or whatever it is, called Chalef from Churfei. The Chazal said they could do Kinyanim. Normally a cotton doesn't have das, but the Chazal said a Pu'utais could do Kinyanim. They could do Kinyanim, but not a Kinyan Siddur. Because Kinyanim, the Etzem Mice is the Kinyan. They need das. So Chazal said Pu'utais is good enough. But Shein Kain, Kinyan Siddur, the Mice is nothing. The Mice just shows the Gemiris Das. Pu'utais don't have that type of Gemiris Das. On Daf Mem, there's a sheet that's arrived that says that a Kinyan needs two Eidim. Even though the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Samach Zayin of a basis Levi Sadi El Lashak, you don't need two Eidim to toy for Kinyan. Kinyan can be done Benu Ben Atzmai, but that's only Shar Kinyanim. Kinyan Suder, the Ravid holds, needs two Eidim. Shaila is why Sadailim learns. Because Kinyan Suder is not a Ros Bailas. You're not actually stelling back. The Kinyan itself can't work. You need the Das. The Kenyan, which needs das to work, the Rivadol needs to aid them. Al Koponim, I think this is the Yisoid that's here. And that's what the Achreinim mean, that the Svara of the Rosh, that says that a Kenyan Suder is done pisayim, it's done impulsively, it's just done when you want to not retract, and therefore Chazal gave you a little more time to be Miyashiv. Mashaik and other Kenyanim are done Miyishiv of a Masun. If Shad is other Kenyanim, you're actually making him the owner. He's becoming the owner. If he paid for it, if you have Eidim, if he did a Kenyan in the Gufa Davar, he's becoming the owner. Why should you have to retract? You would not make him the owner unless you're 100% klar. Mashenk and Kenyan Suder is, you're discussing, and you agree to a certain thing, and you want to make that agreement binding. You're not shtelling a vek for an owner. You're shtelling a vek that the agreement you're making should be binding, should have the Gemiris Das. That's not something which is done with the full Yeshiva Das. And Mela, you have time to be Chayzer. It's considered Kilu you made up that calls man Shesukim by Sin, you can still be Chayzer. But even that the tourists are in Simon Kufcha Vav, that you need a Dover that's done Begufa Dover, is the same Svar as a Rosh that a Kenyan Suder is done Pisayim. The Kenyan Suder, which is not an actual thing, an actual Kenyan, which is either done Begufa Dover, or like you made the Einavetzai's cast, if you paid for it, Ashdar, you have Eidim. You have a real Hayroz Bailus. You made him the Bailim. That's a Vada Yishiva Dazach. That a Vada, you can't be Chayzer. Mashaik and Kinyan Suder is Stam and Oifin. You agree, you make an agreement. But the Shalas, he says, yeah, but I don't know, you're not going to retract. Kinyan Suder says you don't retract. Such a thing is done Pisayim. You have time to retract. Akopanim Kozman Shasuka Maisinian. That's the Bir Yasugya. And now let's go right in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Om Rav Yosef Kavasi Didi Mistabra. Avirayi Tamay Pshat, that it's Kozman Shesukim Beis Inyin. The Om Rav Yehuda Shloishi Shenichlis Levaker Esachayla Rotsu Kaisen Rotsu Eisendin. Three people come, and the Chayla goes and tells them at Savoy, tells them who should get the Nechasim. So they could write it, they could be Edim, and they could write it as a Shtar in another Bezin Kapaskin. Or they could be the Bezin, they could Paskin, that guy that he wants to give it to should get the Nechasim, it's their Psak, no one else could be Meir on it. How could they make the din? If you say like me, that once they stop being a sukkah and ba'isa inyan, already he can't be chayzer, so the pshat is that they're no longer a sukkah and ba'isa inyan, now they can make a din, because now he can't be chayzer anymore. But if you're going to say that as long as they're sitting, he still could be chayzer like Rabbah, so the chayah, how can they make a din? He could still be chayzer. So Amar Rav Ashi, Amisa L'Shmaitzah, Kamen Rav Kanu, Rav Yosef Nicha, also Leich Shlomo HaDebei. According to Rav Yosef, why is it better? How can they make a din? Maybe it'll be Chayser. Elamayis Loch L'Meimah, the Slika Minyana. The Minyana, the Pshat is that they're no longer being Isaac by Yosef Inyan. They already started a different Inyan before they made the din. So Achanami could say in Rabbah also the Pshat is the Kamu, V'Hod of Yisivu, that they got up. They weren't Yeshuv anymore. Why are they making the din? Because then they sat down again. Dazak Digamar. So if Yosef wanted being a Raya, since the Shleisha can make a din, Raya says he can't be Chayzer anymore. And if you're going to say, Kolzman Sheyeshim, he could be Chayzer. So they can't make a din because he still could be Chayzer. So the Gemara says, just like if Yosef, you're going to have to say that they were Isaac in a different Inyan before they made the din. Otherwise, it's still a Sukkim Baisa Inyan. Elamai, they went to a different Inyan and then they made a din. So according to Rabbi Ossi, you could say that they're not Yeshim and they weren't Yeshim anymore. They stood up and then they were Yeshim and made the din. Now, there's a shmuz in the Rishenim. What's the Gemara's problem? How can they make a din? Leichesh dom mechazabei. What's the problem with making a din? Make the din, and if he's chayzer, so he'll be chayzer. So then you'll do fakert. Why can't you make the din if there's a chash dom mechazabei? So Gepshuta, you might want to learn, and the Ramban brings this as a yesh mefarshim. And you see that Taisus also thought that this was a pashup shat in the Gemara. That the halacha is, let's say you saw a Kenyan, but you weren't there till they finished being Isaac Baisa Inyan, or you weren't there until they were Aymed, the coin to Rabbah. So the pshat is, you can't be made that he should get it, because maybe he was Chayzer. In other words, it is an emesek shash tal mechazabeh, so unless you were there the entire time until they stopped being Isaac Baisa Inyan, according to Rav Yosef, or until they were Aymed, according to Rabbah, stam. You can't be made, and you can't paskin that it's his, because maybe it's not. You don't know if he was chayzer or not. But the Rishayim say that's not the halacha, because a shchivmerah is also allowed to be chayzer. A shchivmerah that makes a kinyan and all his nechasim, he can be chayzer until he dies. And nevertheless, the halacha is, and the Rishayim bring raiyas from the Gemara, Taisus Rishayim bring raiyas from Gemaras, that you don't have to be there the entire time until he dies and know that he wasn't chayzer. As long as you don't know that he was Chayzer, you could assume that he wasn't Chayzer. And it's on the Yershim to bring a Raya that he was Chayzer. So the Shayim say the same thing here. If a guy was made a Kinyan to someone, and you weren't there, Kolzman there was Isaac Beis Inyan, according to Rav Yosef, or Kolzman Sheyeshim according to Rabbah, and you don't know if he was Chayzer, you could still give that Pliny, the Nechasim, the Yershim don't have a Taina, they have to bring a Raya he was Chayzer. But the Ksais, in Simon Reishon and Gimel, Sifkat and Beis, he wants to say there's a chilek. Because a Shchimera, we're not chayshish he was chayzer. Why Shmeichet Eis he was chayzer? He said that Pliny should get the Nechasim, and a Chinami could be chayzer. But if he's chayzer, he has to bring a Raya, his Yerushim have to bring a Raya that he was chayzer. Normal, we say he wasn't chayzer. Now, Shein Cain, the din of a Sukkim Beis Inyan, we said over from the Rosh is a Pshat, because at Kinyan Sudi you do Pisayim, without a day of Miyushevis. And the pshat is because I want to give you a chance to be chayzer to make sure you really mean it. So there, it's much more shchiach that he'll be chayzer. Stam, a person does something b'day of Miyushevis, even if he has a schus chazara, like a shchimra has a schus chazara until he dies, but mehechatesi would be chayzer. It's not so shchiach. The melo, we neman that he wasn't chayzer. Mashayin came, this din of a sukkim b'yse inyan, that's gebait on the fact that it's not done b'deyum miyashevis, it's done pisayim, and maybe we want to give him a revach l'spayna, maybe he'll be chayzer. So there it's much more shchiach he'll be chayzer. So there, there are rishayim that hold the yesh mefarshim that the rishayim bring, that the yuach chayshish v'chazara, and yitaka can't paskin, and it can't even be made, that it belongs to the one he gave it to, unless you were there for the whole time of a sukkim beis inyan, because there is a serious shash chazara, it's not the same as shchimera. Al-Kaponim, that's one mahalach in the Gemara, that the Gemara's problem was that the halacha l'maisa is that unless you know that there was no chazara, you were there the entire time until they finished being a sukkim beis inyan, according to Rabbah, until they were imid. So then you can't paskin that it belongs to Pliny because leichesh lo mechazabeh, maybe taka was chazer. But Rav Yishayim hold not that way. Rav Yishayim hold, even though it could be chazer, but you don't have to be chayish for chazara. So what's the Gemara's shaila? So the Rishbam says, and most Rishayim agree with this vart, the Rishbam says that ain't a chanami, you could be edim l'mashal, but to paskin a din when there's still an efsharis for chazara, That's not a din. It's a chesaron in the din. It's a din in Hilchos Beis Din. Kaven the achalagzba v'yavatel adin lo yavi din zok the Rishbam. And the Ramban and kama other Rishonim all mask him to the Rishbam's pshat in the Gemara that einachinami. Be'etzim we don't have to be chayshish that he'll be chayzer, that he was chayzer or that, but a psak halacha has to be a psak on a din which doesn't have a chazar. If the Baal Din still could be chayzer, you can't pass when it belongs to the other guy. If the Baal Din still could be chayzer, it's not called a din. Taiz is bothered by the lashon. What's v'leichish? Dilma debate. It's not achshash. Maybe he'll be chayzer. It's because there's an afsharis of chazara. Baal Kapanim. That's how the Rishonim learn. Now the Rimagash and the Baal Amar add a knetch to this, and it fits better in the pshat and the Gemara. This knetch, because kipshut it's a little bit shver. What was so bothering the Gemara so much? The Eisen din at the time that they could make the din after after they finished being a sukkah by sinyan after they were oymed. What's so shver? And the Chacham asked the Gemara's teretz, but what was the Havamina so much? The Gemara was bothered by the Kasha. How could they make a din? Maybe he'll be Chayzer. Okay, so wait till he can't be Chayzer. It won't take so long when they're Eimid, or when they're not Eisek by Sinyans, and they can't be Chayzer. What was the Kasha B'chlal? So the Rimagash and the Baal Amar learned, B'chiddish, that since B'shas that he told it to them, they couldn't make the din. Because at that time, he still could be Chayzer. And there's Allah and Hilchus Dinim and Hilchus Bezdin that you're not allowed to make a din if the guy could still be Chayzer. So a Mela has a din like Ruah B'Layla. But Mela, they can't be Dayanim. If at the time they received the information, they weren't allowed to make the din, that makes them Eis Dayanim. And at that time, he still could be Chayzer. So a Mela blames Ruah B'Layla, and a Mela, they can't even make the din later. Because they got the Eidus, they got the Riyah, at the time where they weren't able to make the din. So this is the machlokes of Yosef and Rabbah. Rav Yosef said, since Vinishvi, they're getting the Eidus, and at the same Moshev, at the same yeshiva, they're going to be Solok me and Yonel and Yonah. No? So that's cool, they're able to make the din. They can't make the din the first second that he told it to them, fine. But still, in that same yeshiva, they can make the din. They have to wait till he gets to another Inyan. As soon as they're stopping Isaac in another Inyan, they can make the din. That's cool that at that time they can make the din. Mashayin Kain, if they can't make the din until they stand up, so at the time they couldn't make the din, standing up is already a new thing. So that would mean that at the time it's like Ruah B'Layla. At that time they couldn't make a din. When could they make the din? Only after they stood up. So that means that's not called a Riyas Dayanim. That's Rav Yosef holds L'maisa. Rabbi says no. Since what they could do is they could stand up and sit down again. So that's also cool that they could make a din. They can make a din by standing up and sitting down again. So that's also Riyas Dayanim. But Nafkamina is, and we're going to speak about this a little bit later in the Shia, but let's say it's Avar Shemira, which he could be Chayzer until he dies. So according to the other Rishonim, Enechanami, they can't make a din until he dies. And we'll speak about this soon. But L'chayr, that's what should come out, because since he still could be Chayzer, they can't make a din. But after he dies, they could make a din. He made it Tzavar Shemira. Now he could be Chayzer until he dies. So they can't make a din until he dies. That's the halacha. Anytime he still could be Chayzer, he can't make a din. But after he dies, they can make a din. But the Rimagash has Mefurish, and this will come out according to Baal Amar also, that since in that Maimid they couldn't make a din, even if they were Salak Minyan Liana, even if they were Kami Vadi Yisiva, they couldn't make a din Mechlal. They have to wait until he dies. It can take a couple of weeks till he dies, whatever it is. So even after he dies, they can't make a din. It's like Ruah B'Layla. It's Arach Mia to be Magdir Machlekes, whether this Ikuv of making a din because he might be Chayzer, does that make it like Ruah B'Layla or not? Yeah. But this is so far two Mahalchim in the Gemara. You have the Yesh Mefarshim in the Ramban. That Stam Dalacha is that you're not allowed to assume that it belongs to the Mekabel Matana because you have to be Chayshish, you might have been Chayzer. That's one Mahalach. And then you have the Chseis's Mahalach to explain the difference. But Shimmer enough to be Chayshish because it was done B'day Ashlema. Mashayin came by Kinyan Sudr, where you're saying that it wasn't done B'day Ashlema, it was done Pisaim. You want to give him Revach L'Sbeinen. So it's more of a Chash Chazara, the Etzim. He can't, it's not his. He has to bring the Raya that he wasn't Chayzer. And we have the Pshat of the Rishbam and most of the Rishonim that no, there's no Chash Chazara Betzim, But the stam halacha that a bezin can't pass on something calls man is an afsharis of chazara. So din in bezin is din in psak din. A psak din doesn't work when there's an afsharis of chazara. And the Rimagash and the Balamar add a knech that if the maimed of the Ria, the maimed of the Shleishnus of Akachayla, had an afsharis of chazara to it, that would make him like a Ruah Belial in the camp paskin din even after there's no afsharis of chazara. It's just because in that maimed there could be a salak minyan liyana or a kamu v'hadivi sivu, memela blives the Ria stay on him. Vashanki and by tzavash skimra. But the other Rishayim will know. Once they don't have afsharis of chazara, they can make it din. It doesn't blive like Ruah Belial. And then you have Taisus Mahalach. Taisus Mahalach says, Enechinami, they really couldn't make it in. The only thing the Gemara says, Amayasim din is because a Truche Beidina Bechti Lomali. Why should they make it in so quickly when there still might be a Chazara? Why not wait? Because who knows? If they're going to make the din, he might be Chazar, then you're going to have to go and reverse the din. So a Truche Beidina Lomali. Taisus holds you really could make it in. It's just that you don't because a Truche Beidina Lomali. The Chazar Claire is Lamaisa, the Rambam leaves out the Sekimta. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, when they say the din, not the Tur brings it, but the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, when they say the din of Shleish Shenichnus Levakir Sechela, Ratzu Kaisen, Ratzu Eisen Din, they don't say that we're talking about it was Solik Mein Yana Len Yana. Why don't they say that a Kimta? It's Mashma, even when they're Sukkim Eisen Indian, they can make a din. What's the Pshat? The Gemara says Lechish Lomahadebe, has to be Slikim Mein Yana Len Yana. Why don't they bring the Sekimta Pella? Zaktik says, he tries, but Neichik, that the Pshat is, if you learn the Gemara, is also Truchid the Beinina, so it's not really a halacha that they can't make the din. They really could. They just won't, because since you give me Chayza, Truchid Beinina Lamali, it's an Eitzah Teva, so well, they don't bring it. But these are the three Mahalchim, that this Takach Shash Chazara, and the Makabal Matana can't get it unless he proves there was no Chazara, that there's no Shash Chazara, but as long as there's an Efsharis of Chazara, the din doesn't blive a din. Or the din blives the din, it's just you bezin wouldn't do it because it's Truche Beidina Lamali. Now, the Rishbam on Kufi Gimel Mebeis, we had a machlekes there, which we spoke about in the previous year, we'll speak about a little bit more now. The case of Shleisha Shenichs Levakar Sechela, where the Gemara says it's a din, you learn that from Chukas Mishpat, Ayur Kalaparsha Kulaliyah is din. What's the case of Shleisha Shenichs Levakar Sechela? The Rishbam learns that they made a kinyan. They made a kinyan sudr. He says, the Matna Shkibram Bemixas, they made a kinyan sudr. And Shainim are bothered. If he made a Kenyan Suda, why is it on Chala B'chlal? That's Tama Matana. That's like a Matnes Bari. Who cares that he was sick? Taisus says, that's talking about he made a Kenyan B'matnes Bari, Me'akshavim Yomis, it's called a Nachla, because it's Ke'ein Nachla, Shaina Kaina Elacha Misa. Since Lamaisi said Me'em Imeisi, if he doesn't die, the Kenyan's Nachal, so it's only Kain if he dies, so it's Ke'ein Nachla. But the Yishayin and Benyayin in the Rush, they argue, they say, no, anytime the Kenyan works as a Kenyan Suder, even if you say, Me'ayim al-Achamisa, b'l-Mafreya, it works Mechayim, it's a Kenyan Mechayim, that's not called Anchala B'chlal. That wouldn't have the din of the parish of Anchala, it wouldn't be a din. Wouldn't have the Chiddush in Akamar that it's called a din, like we spoke about this a little bit earlier. So what does the Rush and Benyayin hold the Pshat is? So on the Dereis level, they have to come on to Rabbi Yechonim and Breika. Rabbi Yechonim and Breika holds is a din of Hanchala. We actually pass in this way, that if you say you have three sons, you could say that this son should yashin more, this son should yashin less. It's Hanchala, Hanchala, Rabbi Yechonim and Breika. And the Rosh Rabbeinu Yoina bring it, throw in, that the Pshat is now on a Derabbanan level, you could apply to Divish Shkimra, Kaksum Ksurim Dami. In that case, Divish Shkimra, that's not a matan, that's not a Matanim Mechayim. The Kenyan only works la'achamisa. The makabel matnes shkimra, he's like the Yerush midarabanan. So that would also go into the parish of chukas mishpat midarabanan al-kopanim and have the halach of a din that the three people could make a din, could pass in the din. But they all that by matnes bari, anytime you do the matana, idei Kenyan sudr, blives the matnes bari, that's not a Yerusha, wouldn't have a din of a din, and the bezin would not be able to make a psak din. And have to go to a Bezdin, like any other case of a Matnas Bari. Doesn't have the Schiddush of Yerusha, that it becomes a din. So Rishbam brings a Raya, that we're talking about a Kinyan, because we all know that Matnas Shkimra, he could be Chayzer till he dies. And Agamar is Mamish Mefurish. Isak died the Chosman Shiashun, Lechish Lom Mahadabe, for whatever reason. But Agamar says, Rav Yehuda can't be talking about a case where they could be Chayzer. And for Kerd, if Yosef had a Kasha and Rabbah, how could you say Kolzman Shiashun? Then he could be Chayzer. Well, if you're going to say that by Matnes Shkimra You have the case of Rav Yehuda, Ratzo Eisen Din. They also could be Chayzer. It could be Chayzer until he dies. So what's the Pshat? It could be Eisen Din. Whatever the Pshat, Aleich Eshtom HaHadavei, if you learn the Pshat, is it Takach Shash that he was Chayzer? Or if you learn it, as long as there's a possibility of Chazara, that's Mevatel the Din, there's Halachim Sak Din, you can't make a Din when there's a possibility of Chazara. Or if you learn a Truchid Beit Dina, that all apply to Matan Shchemira. How could you say it's talking about Matan Shchemira? So this is a Gevaldik Akash, and the Meshesef also mentions this Kasha to bring a Raya to the Rishbam, Kenega the Tur. The Tur passages like the Rosh and Beni Yena that were dealing with Matan Shchemira over there, not Kenyan. So the Beis Yosef asks that the Rashbam L'Chayr is right. The Gemara says Mefurish, anytime there's a Din Chazara, there's no Din of Ratzu Eisen Din. So the Ksei says, and the Nesiva also says, Kainze, if you go like the Yesh Mefarshim, that there's a serious Shash Chazara, it's not just an Efsharis of Chazara, that there's a serious, the problem of the Gemara was, Leichish Lo Mahadame means he doesn't deserve the money because he has to bring a Raya, they weren't Chayzer. And you say this Ksei's Chilik that we said earlier in the shir, that since it wasn't done b'deya shlema, that's when there's a shash chazara. Now, she ain't get anything done with the deya shlema, there is no shash chazara. So, mail it's miyushiv. Avada, we could be talking about matna shchimra, we could be talking about ancholav abirchim and breaker, we could be talking about cases where it could be chazer. It's only in the case of a kinyan sudr, which you have a schus chazara, because it's not done b'deya shlema, you have a schus chazara until the Isaac by Sinyan. There were chayshish that you take a chayzer because it wasn't done b'day shlema. But anything that was done b'day shlema, there is no chash chazara. But this one shtim with the rishayim that ad medamed it to, and the rishayim that say that when there's an afsharis of chazara, you don't do a din, either like the Rashbam that the din doesn't work, or even like Taisus that you wouldn't do it because of Truch of the Beit Dina, that should apply to Shchiv Mira and Tanchol of Ibrahim and Break as well. So it's a raya to the Rishbam that a matnas bari, a kinyan, a matnas shkim rabbi mixas, I mean, with a kinyan, is also considered anchal, it's also considered a din, because it has to be a case where you can't be chayzer. So the Ksai says, it's Reishin and Gimel Sifkat and Aleph, that according to the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yaina, they learn that the Braisa, the Chukas Mishbat, the Aira, Kalaparsha Kuli is din. The Braisa b'yayim at the mapel nechalas yit, the mapel nechalas b'layla, is talking about hanchal of ebechem and breika. So Nechsei says a meyudik a chiddush. He holds that hanchal of ebechem and breika, you cannot be chayzer. It's not something you can be chayzer. You shtel them avek for a yerush, he's the yerush, fartik, you can't be chayzer anymore. En echinami, through the power of hanchal of ebechem and breika, you could now decide the other guy's the yerush, just like the Yerusha Deraisa, you could take away from one and give to the other. So the Yerusha that you made up, also now you could, through the same power, take it away from him and give it to the other. But that's not a Chazara. That's a Naya Kinyan. That's a Naya Anchola. But on the Anchola itself, you can't be Chazer. There's no Chazara. He's the Irish Vartik. So Mel the Ksai says, the Pshat is like this. If Kolzman, they're Sukum Baisa Inyan, or Kolzman, they're Yeshvim, whatever it is, with it, you could be chayzer because that's good for your das. When you made a kinyan sudr, even though kinyan sudr, that's in is a binding kinyan. But since you're doing it, it's a thing that you do pisayim, a thing that you do without the day of shlema. Like we said before, you're not shtelling him back for a bailam, you're stam making a kinyan la'ames dvarav. So then, even by a chal der bechem breaker, also you could be chayzer, because right there wasn't done b'day of shlema. Mashain kain. Once in a longer Asukim Baisa Inyan, or then a longer Yeshvim according to Rabbah, so there the Pshat is, your Das is klar. So now, and Chalav Ibechem Ibreki, you can't be Chayzer. There's a din, you can't be Chayzer. Male, they could do a din. They could make another Anchala, but that's not going to prevent you from doing a din for this Anchala. So that's about Anchalav Ibechem Ibreki. Now, what about Shchiv Mira? The Rosh Rabbeinu Yaina says by a Shchiv Mira also you could do a din. So the Ksai says, Ksas Bedeichik, that ain't a chinami. By Shchiv Mira, you're going to have to wait till he dies. You're not going to be able to do the din till he dies. So what's the Gemara saying? Leichish Lo Mahadabei. Leichish Lo Mahadabei is on the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'hoye B'yay Mechila Izbanov. The Pasuk is mashman it right away. You could do the din. B'yay Matamapel Nechalos. You could do the din right away. So then you have a kasha Leichish Lo Mahadabei. But Rav Yehuda Merav, Ashleishish and Nichlis Levaker Eschela, when he's talking about Matna Shchiv Mira, he doesn't mean to do the din right away. He means you do the din after he dies. And a chenami, right away you can't do the din, since it's an efsharis of chazaret, it passes the din. But after he dies, then you could do the din. Lamaisa, you look in Rabbeinu Yaina, the Ksais didn't have the Rabbeinu Yaina. Rabbeinu Yaina learns that you could do the din right away, even by Inchal HaShkimira. And also, the Rabbeinu Yaina is Mavur, and this is what the Nesivus argues on the Ksais, because Ksais is a big Chiddush, that you could be Chayzer from Achal of Ebechim Ebreka. You could. And still, Rabbeinu Yaina and the Rosh hold that even though you could be Chayzer, but still, by Shchimra, Manchal HaShkimira Ebreka, you can make the din. So what's the pshat? I think Gemara says leiches tulma hadabei. So Rabbeinu Yaina says is the pshat. He says be'etzim there's no such halacha that just because the baldava could retract, he can't make a din. Such does halacha. The ma'aseh there's no din you have to be chayish that he should retract. There's no such din. That's what the Rishonim are mechriach. That if you know a shchimra made a matne shchimra, even though it could be chayzer, but you don't have to be chayish that she's chayzer. If you know that someone made an chalav ebrechem and breaker, even though it could be chayzer, you don't have to be chayish she's chayzer. You can make the din, even if this is an Asharis Chazar. So what's the Gemara saying? Leiches Shlomo Hadabei. The Gemara means like this. If the reason why he could be Chayzer is because we don't know for sure what his Das is, so that's a Chsarin, there was no Gemara of the Maisa Bechlal. The Sukkim Baisa Inyan, that he could be Chayzer, what's the Pshat in that? Because we don't know that was his Das. He doesn't yet have full Das. The Das is only Nigmar after they were Solak Minyan Le'inyan, or after they were Amat. So, Oibazoi, you can't paskin a din yet, even if there's no real shashkazar, but you can't paskin the din because the Baldava didn't finish yet. It's not nigmar what the Baldava did, so that's why you can't paskin. But if it's nigmar and gansin, and chalav ibrechim and breaker, mat neshkimra, it's nigmar. Navas, that's the halacha. You could be chayzer, even though it's nigmar. But once it's nigmar, you can paskin the din. So Rabbeinu Yaina is a bissel of pshara between the two pshatim we said before. The Rishbam says anytime there's a shash chazara, you can't make a din. Anytime there's an afshara sa chazara, you can't make a din. A din, that's halacha nilchas bezdin. A din has to be only when the baldava can't be chayzer. The baldava could be chayzer, you can't make a din. That would have had to apply to matne shchimra, tenchal v'berchim and break it. That would apply to everything. Taisa says you could make a din. It's just you wouldn't. Or you shouldn't, or it's not a good idea, because a chukha beidina bechli lamali. Now, it also had to apply to matne shkimra, tenchal v'rechem abreka v'chuli. Rabbeinu Yaina is saying like this, efsharis of chazar avadi, you could make a din, but it depends why there's an efsharis of chazar. Stam, you could be chayzi, you could still make the din. But if the reason why it could be chayzi is because it wasn't nigmar yet, we didn't have your clear das yet. We don't assume we have das until you still hold that way until they were finished being Isaac by Isaiah, or until they were the Kozman Sheimdim, Kozman Sheishvim. So there you can't make a din, because the Baldava didn't finish yet. That's the halacha you can't make a din. Not the pshat, whenever you could be Chayzer, you can't make a din. It depends why you could be Chayzer. If Stam you could be Chayzer, then you still can make a din. That's why by Matna Shkirma, Achal Berech and Berech, you can make a din. But the thing of a Sukkim by Isaiah, the thing of Kozman Sheishvim, if the reason why it can be chayzer is because the das was a nigma, then you can't make a din. That's how Rabbeinu Yaina answers the Rishbam's kasha. The Rishbam's kasha, that you can't say we're talking about an chol shkimra. You can't say we're talking about matnes shkimra. You have to say something about matnes bari, matnes shkimra b'miksas, with a kinyan that doesn't have chazar, because the Gemara says leiches lo mechazabei. That's because the Rishbam holds, and could be a kamer shayna mamaskim tim, that any time there's an afsharis chazar, you can't make a din. But the Rabbeinu Yaina is saying that's only when the Afsharis Chazar is because it was enigma yet. That's the sugya. And now let's see the next sugya. The Gemara Amud Beis is going on the Mishnah Ishes Benah. The Reish of the Mishnah had said Ishes Imay is Neichel V'loy Manchel. And the Sefer says Ishes Benah is Manchel V'loy Neichel. So the Gemara says it's Sainu Hach. If a person to his mother is Neichel, he yarshins his mother, v'loy manchel, and doesn't give his yusha to his mother, then v'shteitzach ha'isha espana, a woman to her son, is manchel, v'loy neichel. She gives her yusha to her son, but she doesn't get the yusha from him. It's the same thing. And the same with the other three things. Ha'isha sishtai. That also, ha'isha sishtai, if he is neichel, v'loy manchel, so v'shteitzach ha'isha So why is it two cases? The Gemara says, it's to make a hekesh, to make a comparison between the Isha's Bana with the Isha's Bala. Ma Isha's Bala, just like the Isha's Bala, ain't Bal Yerush Asishta Bekever. Af Isha's Bana, ain't a Ben Yerush Asime Bekever, Lahancha Lachem in Av. Just like by a man yarshing his wife, it doesn't work Bekever. So too, when a son yarshins his mother, if he's dead, he doesn't yarshin a bekever to give the Yerusha to his brothers from the father. Now, as a machlekes Rishbam and Taisus, what does it mean the Isha as Baila is not Yerush bekever? The Rishbam learns it means that if the Isha dies, she doesn't pass on the Yerusha when she's dead already. And that's what we learned earlier in the Gemara, on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, that a Baal is ain't a neitel b'roi kiv a muchzak. The Baal only gets the Yerusha what the Isha has at the time that she dies. But any Yerusha that comes later, the Baal doesn't get. We discussed it by Richas then on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. Taisa says it's not exactly comparable kever. By the Isha's Bala, it means that when the Isha's bekever, so the Baal doesn't yarshin her. When it says the Isha espana, that means when the Ben's bekever, the Ben doesn't yarshin when he's bekever. So it's not in a comparable case. So Taisa, because of that, learns that the case of Isha's Bala is a similar case where the Baal died before the Isha, and now the Isha died. Since the Baal's bekever, he doesn't yarshin from his wife in order to manchel to his relatives. It goes instead to her yarshin. Now, Taisa's bothered, according to Rishbam, it's good, because we already have a pasuk. We already have a Gemara which learned that from a pasuk, why the Isha's Bala is not yarish bekever. If it's talking about the Isha's bekever, so that means the Baal is not Yerush the Isha who died before him. The Nechasim that came after she died ain't about Yerush Barai. So now we had a Gemara earlier in Kuf Yud Gimel, we'll bring that from a Pasuk. But if we're discussing when the Baal's Bekever, the Baal died first and then the Isha died, and we're saying the Baal Bekever doesn't Yarshin the Isha in order to be Manchel to his relatives, so why is it more Pashut? Why did the Gemara say that you learn out just like you have by Baal, that once the Baal died, he can't yarshin any more bekever to manchel to his relatives? So too, by a son and a mother, the son, once he dies, can't yarshin any more bekever to marish his relatives. Why is it more partial to the Baal than the Ben? The Gemara never discussed why the Baal can't do that. So Taiz brings a shita because the Baal is no longer a Baal anymore. He's not she'erai. Once he dies, the marriage is over. So it's partial to can't yarshin bekever, because since he died, now that his wife died, they're not married anymore. She can marry someone else. So that's why it's more pashit that the Baal can't yarshin bekever. Now, Shein Kein, the son, even after he died, he still could be considered the son of the mother. So that's why it's not as pashit the son can't yarshin bekever. But Taisus holds it wasn't so pashit. Maybe it is called Sheira even after the Baal died. Taisus marich about it. I won't go into it so much. But the Shaila is, what's the makar to the din that a ben does not yarshin his imay bekevel hanchal achim and av? That the din is that a ben, if a mother dies, the ben gets the yushit. Gemara learned that early from the pasuk. But that's only when the ben is alive. But if the ben is dead, and he doesn't have any living children, and the question is, does his brothers get the yerusha from his mother? The Gemara says, no, ain't a ben yarish bekevel hanchal achim and av. Question is, why? What's the makar to this? The Gemara doesn't say clearly a makar. So the Gemara, on Kuvnan Tesim Abay, says you learn it out from Baal. The Gemara says, V'tamamai, the Gemara brought that halacha. The Gemara says, what's the reason? Amar Abayin, Nem Resiba Beben, V'nem Resiba Bebal. It says Lisisav, and the Gemara had said that one Lisisav is Tumat Siba Saben, the other Lisisav is Tumat Siba Sabal. Ma Siba Amar Bebal, Ain't Abal Yerush Ishta Bekever? Av Siba Beben, Ain't Aben Yerush Ishta Bekever, L'han Chalachim in Av. So again, the Gemara is assuming that the Baal doesn't yarshin bekever, whether it means that the Baal doesn't yarshin when he's bekever to be manchel to his yarshim, and you have to understand why the Gemara is assuming that way. Maybe it's because it's no longer she'erai, but Taisus doesn't show if that was correct. Or maybe it means that the Baal doesn't yarshin the Isha when the Isha is bekever, and that's the din of Ein Baal Yerush Baroi, which the Gemara learned that from a pasuk earlier. And from there, we're learning out that Hu Adin, even though it's not the exactly comparable case, that the Ben, when he's Bekever, doesn't yarish an ima yulan chalaychem enav. So it sounds like it's a gzeir sakasuv. But the Rishbamia and the Adrama say it's a svara. And the emes is, achreinim, Rav Shach and Avi Ezri, and the Chedush Yerub Shmuel and Simu Chafei, they want to say that the Rambam also holds it's a svara. Because the Ravid, it's an Hilchis Nachlis Perik Alpha Lachaches, the Rambam paskins that Yerusha Sebal is the Rabbanon. The Rambam paskins Yerusha Sebal is the Rabbanon. Earlier, the Gemara Bo Psukim for Yerusha Sebal, the Yarish Isa, and Lysisaiv, and other Psukim, but Lamaisa, there are other Gemaras in Shas that hold Yerusha Sebal is the Rabbanon. It's a Shaila. The Rambam's Psak is Yerusha Sebal is the Rabbanon. So the Ravid, among his Kashas, he asks, at the Gemara at the end of Misha Mei, says not the way, meaning the Gemara we just quoted. The Gemara learns out this halacha, that ain't a ben yerush esime bekevel achel achem and av. The Gemara learns it out from Yerusha Sebal. And if you say Yerusha Sebal is derabanan, the din of Yerusha Seim is deraisa, how would you learn out dinim about Yerusha Seim from Yerusha Sebal if the whole Yerusha Sebal is derabanan? So we balt, we paskin, the Rama Musa paskins, ain't a ben yerush esime bekevel achel achem and av. So how could the Rambam paskin the Yerusha Sebal is derabanan if the whole din of Eina ben Yerush bekevel achel achem and av comes from the din of Yerusha Sebal? Chazak Rav Shach and Rav Shmuel Lozovsky, and the Rambam held it was a svara, as I daf and zogin, even though that Gemara made a limud from a pasuk, but this Gemara doesn't bring any pasuk, and the Gemara in other places was machriach to the Rambam the Yerusha Sebal is derabanan. And this din of Eina ben Yerush Esimei bekevel hachel achem and av, the Gemara never brings the machlekes. Vaisteis, this din is muskim, even if he held Yerusha Sebal is derabanan. Vaisteis is a svara. But what's the svara? What's exactly the svara? Normally we have a halacha of mishmush. Anyone who's supposed to yarshin, and he happens to be dead, and he has yarshin, normally it goes to the Yerush, the dead Yerush yarshin. That's the din of mishmush. We're going to learn about it more in the next blot, but that's the din of mishmush we've had the whole time. What's the svara that din wouldn't apply to a ben yarshning imay bekevel anchal achem enav? So we have here two svaras, one from the Rishbam and one from the Adrama, and I think I have a gewaldige shtickel, an egen shtickel. I think it's a geschmacke shtickel how we could learn up the svaras of machlokes, the Rishbam and the Adrama. The Rishbam's lashon is a svaru, the cave in the mace benam mikam nida. The svara is that since the son died before the mother, the son no longer has any kayach in the yerusha of his mother. Abavasa the svara. We all notice the din of mishmush. Every mishmush is a pshat that the yerush died, but he gets the yerusha to pass it on to his yerushim. What's this svara? In kaven the meis benoi, pakel lekayach b'yerusha simay. What does the Rishbam mean? What's pasha taich? The Adramas is a different svara. The Adrama says that since the Achim and the Av are not related to the Aim, since his Yarshim aren't related to his Meirish, his mother, therefore you can't have a Yerusha. You can't have an Yerusha because there is no connection, there's no relation between his mother and his brothers Menav. That's why, that's the Svara why Eina ben Yerush bekevel ha'anchal Achim and Av. So that's a different Svara than the Rishbam. The Rishbam says the svara is the problem with the ben. The ben is dead, he has no more kayach. Like we ask, why is it different than other mishmush? But that's the Rishbam's svara. The Adramas svara is, there's no connection between the Achim and Av and the Aim. There has to be a connection, there has to be a kurva between the Achim and Av and the Aim. So Rabbi Chanan, it's a little bit later, it's Aishin Lamed Gimel, he explains the Adramas. He asks a chakira. What's the pshat in mishmush? Is the pshat in mishmush that two Yerushas take place? It's no problem being Yerush when you're dead. Absolutely no problem. A dead person could be Yerush just as good as a live person. And then right after he's Yerush, he's Meirush, because he is dead. And dead people are Meirush. So he's Yerush and he's Meirush with two separate Yerushas. Or no. There's no such thing as being Yerush when you're dead. You're dead. Person's dead. Can't be Yerush. So what's Mishmush? That we balt, the person who's dead is a Yerush. His Yerush is kam tachta fi Yerusha. It's a chain Yerusha. But really, it's one Yerusha. It's not two Yerushas that the mace is Yerush and then he's Meirush it to his Yarshin. No. A mace can't be Yerush. But since he has a kayach to Yarshin and he has Yarshim, the Yarshim pick up his kayach to Yarshin and mail the Yarshin directly from the mace. So Rabbi Chana brings a lot of rayas to the second side. That's not the pshat that the mace actually yarshins and he's mayrshit, but the pshat as it is, lamaisa the nchasim go directly b'yerusha from the mace to the final yarish. And the way mishmash works is that if you're a yarish of a yarish and he's dead, so you also you get his kayach b'yerusha and mele yarshin directly. So one of the rayas he brings is from this Yad Ramah. He says, if you're going to say the two Yerushas take place, so the Ramah Svar doesn't make any sense. So what? The Achim and the Av aren't related to the Aim. But it's two separate Yerushas. The Ben is related to the Aim. He Yarshins, Bekever. And now, the Achim and the Av are related to him, so they Yarshin from him. What's the difference if the Achim and the Av aren't related to his Aim? Who cares? Then I Yarshining his Aim. He's Yarshining his Aim, Bekever, and he's being married to them. Why would it make a difference if the Achim and Av are related to the Aim? Elamai doesn't work that way. You can't be Yerush Bekever. Impossible. Now the Vart is, Mishmash works, that if, since you would have been Yerush had you been alive, your Yerushima come tachtav to be Yerush after you're dead. Fine. But Bezak the Yad Ramah, there's a klal in Yerusha that Yerusha has to end up in the Mishpacha. You can't have a Yerusha to someone who's not in your Mishpacha, who's not related to you. Since the Achim and the Av are not related to the Aim, so Yerusha can't take place. That cuts off the Yerusha. There's no such Yerusha to the Achim and Av. Normally, there'll be a din of Mishmash when the Yerushas, Yerushim, become the Yerushim. But here, they're not in the Mishpacha. They're not related. So, male, they can't be Yerush. So, we have two pshatim. We have the Rashbam that says when the Ben dies, he doesn't have a Kayach to be Yerush anymore. It's Paka Kayachai B'nechsei Eim. And we're saying we don't understand what's the difference between the Ben and anyone else. And we have the Yad Ramah's pshat. Not the pshat that the Ben is paka kaychai, but the pshat is that since the Achim and the Av are not related to the Aim, they can't get the Yerusha. So, Vilik Zagan Azai. Early in the Shin Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, we said over Chakir Tut Stadim in the Din, what's the pshat that the Ben Yashin's Imai, I know it's Xeris Akasav, but what's the pshat in Xeris Akasav, the Ben Yashin the Imai, what happened to the problem of Mishpachas Aim and Kriya Mishpacha? And it was Mavurif and Taisus, you don't need the Xeris HaKasav to take care of Mishpachas Aim and Kriya Mishpacha. That was taken care of without the Xeris HaKasav. So what happened to the din of Mishpachas Aim and Kriya Mishpacha? So he said two Malachim, one from Reb Shmuel Zavsky, one from Dov Pravatsky. Shmuel Zavsky's Mahalach, it's really Ner Sameach, that says like this. It says Mishpachas Aim and Kriya Mishpacha means a person, his mother is not in his Mishpacha. You want to know, you have a man. Who's the mishpacha of this man? The mishpacha of this man is his offspring, his father, and all his father's relatives from the father. That's all his mishpacha. His mother, it's not in his mishpacha. Masha'en Kain, you have a woman. Who's in this woman's mishpacha? Her offspring, and all her relatives from her father and all her relatives from the father, her brothers from the father, her father's brothers from the father. Ba'ifin, that a child is in his mother's mishpacha. You want to know, looking at the woman, who's her mishpacha? All her children are in her mishpacha. But a mother, a parent, a female parent, that's not in the child's mishpacha. You have a man or a woman, his or her mother is not in his her, or her mishpacha. So I think the Yad Ramah holds, like this Ar Samech, like this Reb Shmuel Lozovsky. He has to, because he's saying that the Ben is considered part of the mother's mishpacha, but the Achim and Av of the Ben is not. So when a mother dies, has to go to her mishpacha. If her son's alive, or any of his son's sons are alive, she has any descendants that are alive, they're all part of her mishpacha. But if her son is dead, to have the mishmash bring it to his Achim and Av, that's clearly not part of her mishpacha, and there's a yisayid in Yerusha, has to go to mishpacha. That's what teaches you that Eina Ben Yerush Bekev L'Anchel Achim Anav. That's the Yad Ramah. But we said another Mahalach then, from Rav David Pravatsky, which also, Chedush Reb Ruvein says a Mahalach like that. Also, the G'dayli Achreinim say this Mahalach. That Eina Chinami, a Mishpacha Zem and Kriya Mishpacha, a Ben is not considered related to his mother regarding Tirusha. But a child has another din in regard to a parent of kom tachas avim, kom tachas imay. That's the site of the Yerusha. It's not a Yerusha's kurva. It's the Yerusha of kom tachas avim. It's a different type of Yerusha. There's a Yerusha of Yerusha's kurva, a brother, an uncle, and that is a Yerusha's kurva. But a son has another din Yerusha of Kamtachas Aviv. That's why only a son has Eved Ivri and Yud and Steyachuza. And he yarshins a Shroya that a father has, a father Shtela. Only a son, Kamtachas Aviv, not Altskurva. A son has both dinim. A son is a Karev also. But when you're talking about a mother, any chenamid is no kurva, mishpacha seim and kuri mishpacha, but it works, that's kam tachas imay. Zagach, that's the pshat in the Rishbam. When you're dealing with kurva, so even if the Yerush is dead, but the pshat is, it's not paka kaychai, because he's still a kurv, and his kraven, Yerush in him. So Mamela, it goes from kurv to kurv. That is gufa the din of mishmush, that when someone's dead, Yerusha goes to his Yarshim. They all become part of the Kraven. That's all by Yerusha's Kraven. But a Ben is not a Karev. Mishpacha Seim and Kriya Mishpacha. What is the Kayach of a Ben B'nichseim that is Kam Tachas Imai? So this is another Shaila which we're going to answer on the Rishbam. The Kasha is, if you're going to say when it's Mesa Ben, it's Paka the Kayach of the Ben B'nichseim. So first Kasha is, why is it different than any other Mishmash? And the second Kasha is, it's Mavur in the Gemara Daf Kuftes Vav that when a mother dies and the Ben has an offspring, the Ben has a descendant, it does go to the descendant. It's only Ena Ben Yerush Bekeva L'Hanchel Achim and Av. But a Ben is Yerush Bekeva to Yemanchel to his sons. Why? Why don't you say Paka Kaychai? Zagach is the same word. A Ben doesn't go Tzuatz Kurva. A Ben goes Tzuatz Kam Tachas Imai. You want it to work with Mishmush. So the Pshat is, if he's dead, but he has someone kam tachtov, he has children. So mainly you have a kam tachtov with a kam tachtov. That's mishmush. Mashain Kane, if he's supposed to get it als kam tachtov, and his yarshim are getting it als kravim, that doesn't work, because we're going with Rabbi Chanan, and ultimately it's one Yerusha, it's not two Yerushas. If it's two Yerushas, Bechlal doesn't shtim. But if it's one Yerusha, but the Rishbam couldn't say stam that the brothers are not related to the mother. Because anyway, the son's also not related to the mother. Mishpacha same in Kriya Mishpacha. So how does he get the Yerusha? Als kam tachtov. So then he's saying, if the Yerusha is not going to end up being a kam tachtov because it's going to his brothers, so he can't become tachtov because he's dead. So if he has sons, so he still could become tachtov because his sons are kam tachasim. A kam tachtav of a kam tachtav is a kam tachtav. That's a din of mishmush. A karev of a karev is a karev, and a kam tachtav of a kam tachtav is a kam tachtav. But here, he can't be kam tachtav, he's dead. Elamai his yarshim, they're not kam tachtav him, they're the achim. They else crave him. He's not getting an else karev. So his kaychai, which is to become tachtav, is paka when he dies. So these are the two svaris. The Rishbam svar is kevin the mesa ben paka kaychai b'nixa imai. And the Yad Raman Svar is that the Achim and Av are not related to Naim. So the arguing in this Machlokes, the Yad Raman holds that the Yisayid of Yerusha's Ben is, he's a Karev. He's Mishpacha. And Echinami, the Aim is not in his Mishpacha, but he is in the Aim's Mishpacha. So Mela, when he's alive, or when he died and he has children, so Vaita, they're also in the Mishpacha. Mashenkin, when he died and doesn't have children, the Achim and Av are not in the Mishpacha. There's a Klal in Yerusha and has to go to Mishpacha. How did it go to the Ben? The Ben is in the Mishpacha of the Aim, but the Achim and Av are not. So that's the Svara, why ain't a Ben Yerush Bekevel, Achim and Av, it's not Mishpacha. But the Rishbam holds that the whole Yerusha's Ben is not else Mishpacha. So you can't say there's a problem, the Achim and Av, they're not in the Mishpacha of the Aim. The Ben's also not in the Mishpacha of the Aim. Then the Ben gets the Yerusha else come tachtov. So if he has someone come tacht of him, so male the mishmush could work. It's a come tacht of a come tacht of. Now Shenkin, if he has no one come tacht of him, he wants to be meirish als kariv, so he can't be a come tacht of if he's dead, and he has no one come tacht of after him. Kevin Shemes, paka kaycha minach se'aviv, that's pshat in the Rishbam, that he holds his als come tacht of, and male he says his swara, Kevin Shemes, paka kaycha minach se'aviv. That's my vote.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.